Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We've been talking this week about keeping your peace, walking in that place of peace in your life when the storms of life arise and when situations arise in your life. How do we remain in that place of peace? You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Now, what does that really mean? That means as long as we think like the world thinks and think on the situations of the physical, what you're able to touch, smell, hear, and taste, the five senses, that when you rely on the five senses to tell you whether you got peace or not and what you're feeling externally, that's only going to bring death to you. But to be spiritually minded is to bring life and peace. So if we, you know, the Bible says, set not your mind on the things of this world, but set your mind on the heavenly things. In other words, think about those heavenly things more than you think about the physical or the carnal or the physical things. So because the physical things or the carnal minded things are going to bring death to you, but to be spiritually minded is going to bring life and it's going to bring peace to you. How to operate in that? Well, you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not what you eat or what you drink, not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit," or the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Spirit is saying that the kingdom of God, Luke 17, 21, "Lo here, lo there, for the kingdom of God is inside of us." And so if the kingdom of God is on the inside of us, and the kingdom of God is not what I eat or not what I drink, but it's righteousness. Now 2 Corinthians 5, 21 said, "Him who knew no sin became sin that you and I might have the righteousness of God." Now what does that mean? His righteousness. In other words, righteous means the ability to stand in the presence of the Father or in the presence of a devil without any condemnation, guilt, or inferiority. So we as individuals now can stand because we have His righteousness. And His righteousness is going to bring peace to us. Peace that passes all understanding. Now that's going to bring health, that's going to bring wealth, and that's going to bring peace. But when peace is in our life, then we can have joy. Nehemiah 8 and 10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 said, "One of the fruit of the Spirit is joy." Now, peace is only, happiness is only going to be based on happenings in your life. But joy is a spiritual thing that brings us out of darkness into the light of the glory of the Lord. Now, I want you to see something in John chapter 14, verse 27. In the New Living Translation, it says this, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart." In other words, I'm leaving you, this is in red, "I'm leaving you with a gift of peace of mind and a heart." Now, how many people need to have a peace of mind? And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So he's telling us, it's mine and your responsibility in John 14, 27, not to be troubled. John 14 and 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So he said, I've given you this wonderful gift, the peace of mind and of heart. I'm giving you peace of mind and peace of your heart. Now, think about it a minute. Your mind can go anywhere it wants to go and travel, any place it wants to travel. But you and I have got to keep our mind under submission. Because he tells us in Matthew 7, 24 and 25 in the Passion Bible, "Everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be prepared to, can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell, the floods came, the fiery winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong foundation." Now think about that a minute. He said, everyone that hears my teaching and applies those teachings to my life is compared to a wise man. Now wonder what he's saying here. He's saying that when you read his word and get that word inside of you and base your decisions in your life based upon this word, then when the troubles and trials and the winds and the storms of life want to shake and blow and send all kinds of things to tear your house down, you got a foundation that's going to stand because your foundation is on who you are in Christ Jesus. And so as we understand to keep that peace and let not our heart be troubled, it's our responsibility to not let our heart be troubled. He said, I'm leaving you with this gift, which is a peace of mind and a peace of heart. But that peace I give you is not the peace that the world gives you. So don't be troubled and don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. I'm going to turn things out to your good. Don't worry about anything. Just rest in the fullness of that peace that brings you to a place of wisdom, understanding, and insight into the revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, because I've done everything, I've fixed everything, I've healed everything, I've given you everything, and all I want you to do is rest in me and trust in what I've said. See, you're not fighting from a place of defeat. You're starting your fight from a place of victory. That's why you and I fight the good fight of faith. We're not trying to win anything. We're trying to maintain what He's already obtained. In other words, you ain't got to make it happen. You just got to keep it. You're not poor and you're trying to get rich. You're rich and the enemy's trying to tell you that you're poor. But you don't walk in what you see. You walk in what you know. And you stand and not look at the external, but you know what's on the inside. Because everything you cannot see is eternal, but the things that you see are temporal and subject to change. So trust that inward man on the inside of you and rest in that peace of mind and that peace of heart that He's given you. And do not be troubled and don't be afraid, because the beauty of grace will sustain you.